My name is Dennis Davis. I work in the safety department. Our safety department is located in the Z building on the ground level right next to the pillars. So if you ever have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to stop by. We'll be glad to help you out in any way we can. We do this meeting every Friday morning, and despite what Dave says, we, meaning me, I'm going to be here even the Friday after Thanksgiving, right?
That is right.
Good deal.
Tell you what, do we have a crowd here today?
We've got a pretty big crowd here today. We've got a full house. I'd love to see that.
Hey, let's go one more time. Good Friday morning, everyone. There
right,
we
now,
go. We
I'm
got
just going to let you guys know that in a minute, we're going to go to Salt Lake City, and they're going to be so alive and put you guys to shame. Come on, let's show them how to do it. All right? Good Friday morning, everybody. Let's get excited. All right. Good deal. Good deal. So these meetings are recorded. So if you have a question, comment, or concern, we've got a couple microphones in the back. We've got microphones up here. Step to the microphone. Tell us who you are. Tell us what your question is. So the folks that are listening out at our other locations, as well as out on the app, and we'll talk about that here in a second, that are listening out on the road, can get the same information that you get, because I guarantee you, if you've got the question, one of our somewhat 8,000 drivers I think we're tracking now probably has the same question too.
No doubt about it.
Breakfast is free, so as you can see, the line is long over there. Let's give a round of applause to our staff over there for taking care of everybody. After this is over, Dave and I are going to jump in there and get the steak and eggs, right, Bucky, right? All right, so as we get rolling, let's go east first. Pittston, Pennsylvania. Looks like you guys got a pretty good crowd. Who we got with us this morning?
Good morning. How's everybody doing down there?
Is that our buddy Rick?
It is.
All right, we've got...
a wonderful day to be alive, isn't it?
It is a wonderful day to be alive. I even see people back behind you waving in and checking in back there. So that means you guys got a full house, right?
We have an awesome crowd. There's a line out there. Everybody's getting something to eat. It's just a fantastic day.
Good deal. So you guys got an excellent cafeteria staff out there, too. So that means, man, people are getting free food everywhere. I see a lot of neon out there. That means we got some PSD students with you this morning.
We do. We do have a good crowd. We have a lot of PSD students, and it's just amazing to be a part of this organization with the amount of support and the amount of people that are here. It's fantastic.
Great job. So we talk about growth, and this is, and Rick, you're going to have to refresh my memory. Is this year 11 for the Pittston Terminal?
It is year 11, yes, and we're growing every day and busting at the seams.
So I remember 11 years ago, it was in December, I was a night associate at that time, and I got shipped there for about 30 days to help with the transition from TRL to Prime Pittston, and here you guys are blowing up. Even we're going full staff on our PSD program there, and we'll talk about that a little bit too. But thank you guys so much for being with us. As is with anybody, if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to step to the microphone.
We appreciate you.
Hey, Rick, why did you send Dennis back? Is there any reason there? I mean, you guys could have kept him. You know that, right?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Some things are best left unsaid, right, Dennis?
Can't say anything nice. Say, don't
there
say
you
anything.
Go. That's what your mom and dad said.
All right. All right, so we're going to go west. It's bright and early out in Salt Lake City. What do you guys got this morning?
Woo-hoo!
Troy, I can't even
Good
see
morning.
You.
How are you?
Where are you, Troy? I don't... Oh, there you go. You blended in. You got on camouflage today?
Yeah, I'm trying to be hidden. Yes, sir.
Couldn't even see you. So you guys are in some new digs this week. Are you over in the shop on the upper level now?
Yeah, they built a whole new area for us over here up above the shop. There was a storage area, and they built a whole new area for orientation, training. We've got a new CBT lab. So we about 30 computers in there. New room for the
simulators.
So we got a new room for the simulator machine. We got a new workout facility. It's really nice over here now.
All right, so
and that's just temporary.
Of course, part in our progress out there in Salt Lake City. You know, about the last 2 years, they were working on the massive shop facility that is full blast out there now. Now the new work is on what, Troy?
Now they're going to be working on where all the dispatch area is going to be. They're going to be building a gym. We're going to have a doctor's office. We're going to have a daycare center. And they actually just started tearing it down Monday morning, they started tearing stuff down. So it's going to be great out here.
That is absolutely awesome. And, of course, you guys got the neon vest out there, too. So we are full blast at all three of our major locations, Salt Lake City, Springfield, and Piston, on our PSD program. Growth is the name of the game. We need every good driver that we can possibly get. So thank you guys so much for what you do. If you do have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't be shy. Step to the microphone, and we'll get you guys right on. All right, let's come back home. Salt Lake City, this morning. I mean, where am I? This is Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah, maybe you want to be in Salt Lake City. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Still haven't woke up this morning yet. Pumping the coffee as hard as I can. With me this morning, I've got one of our safety supervisors, Mr. David White. David is a 16-year associate here at Prime?
Close enough. 17, but who's
all right, 17. Better. Let me tell you guys a little story about Dave White. You know, and Dave and I have worked together in Prime here for, you know, he's been here 17 years. I just eclipsed the 16-year mark. So we've been here working together for a long time. And I can tell you some stories about having a call Dave at night in the middle of the night over some accidents and his wife having to whack him over the head to get him woke to take the report. But one thing that Dave and I learned, and this is to tell you how small this world is, you know, we were just talking about our experiences and who we know. And Dave talked to me about going to college at what was then Central Missouri State University.
Yep.
And in the back of my mind, I was like, man, I got family that went there. And then he got to talking about, you know, how one of his roommates was a football player there. And I was like, man, this seems familiar. And then he mentioned the guy's name. Turns out Dave's college roommate was my uncle, EJ.
Yeah, that's right. Small world, man. Never say never in this industry. It's funny because Dennis goes, Dave, that's my uncle. I said, no way. So he had to pull up pictures of his family, you know, family pictures and all that. Sure enough, there's EJ in there. So I was like, yeah. So it's amazing how your life goes and you circle back around. Sometimes you run into people. It's like, no way, I never thought I'd be working with EJ's nephew here. But Dennis provides a great avenue for us. Many years, like you said, he's in operations. And yes, he used to call me many times early morning, sometimes late at night. And I'm a hard sleeper, I'll be honest with you. And my wife, she's nice enough at that time. She took the phone calls and she'd sit there and hit me, wake up, Prime's on the phone. So eventually I'd get the phone, and unfortunately, Dennis would have to talk to my wife more than probably he wanted to, but he heard some interesting conversations, needless to say. But no, it's great having Dennis with us. Provides that operations experience. He's fleet manager for many years. You know, as you know, fleet managers, there are travel agents here for you all. You'll be working closely with them. You're business partners. That's what it comes down to, making money. Them, you know, with him, you got to get along with your fleet manager. You got to work with them, and hopefully they'll get along with you too. And we got a great set of fleet managers. Our fleet managers here, you just don't start out at Prime as a daytime fleet manager. It doesn't happen. Start out here and they kind of learn the ropes. They do live loaded calls, then they move into a little bit of operations, working with the daytime staff. Then they got to go to nights, and sometimes working at nights, what do they do, a year, 2 years? It just depends on how you perform, right, Dennis?
6 years at nights.
6 years for Dennis, yeah. So, you know, that's what it is. And then they got to earn their way onto a daytime fleet. And they come back, they may be mid-shift for a while after coming off nights. And it's a tough gig when you're managing, you know, 60, 70, 80 trucks. Managing all the people, it's tough, and you know, that's what their business is. And they do, we got a great set of them, all of them, guys and gals, and they do a wonderful job for us. So be looking out and be looking forward to working with them. They'll sit down with you all before you leave and get out on a truck and get to know you and get to know them too, definitely, because that relationship builds a strong bond when you get out on the road and start running your own business or running as a company driver, and makes a difference. There's no doubt. So.
And we all know what the toughest job in the industry is, right? Truck drivers, you guys right in front of us. So before we get too far, all of our new associates, whether you're a PSD student, AC, B seat, no seat, whatever the case, at all three terminals, if you would just stand up and give us an opportunity to recognize you. Thank you so much. You know, growth is really the name of the game. And as I mean, we're going to talk a lot about safety and how important safety is. Growth is really important to us too. You know, typically on a day like today, a Friday, we'd have a few tables with our I'll call them some of our more seasoned drivers. I got beat up last week for calling them the old guys, but some of our more seasoned drivers, you know, our 1,000,000 mile drivers, our 2,000,000 mile drivers. And it's just great to see a room full and even a couple screen full of associates that are one day going to be right there with them, because we're going to coach you, we're going to counsel you, We're going to provide you with every possible resource we can to make sure you're as safe as you can and that you're successful here at Prime.
And Dennis brought up, you know, you guys are got the toughest job. Why do you think that? It's dangerous. Yeah, there's no doubt. Trucking is dangerous. Being a truck driver is a dangerous job. But besides that, you guys are in one of the most highly regulated fields there is. You started here. What happened? When you first called in your recruiter, they telling you about Prime. You're saying, is this a fit? Is that not a fit? Finally, you said, yeah, I'll fill out an application. Fill out an app. That application, you have to sign a couple boxes saying we can run your MVRs. So we ran your MVRs. Make sure you meet our requirements, our hiring requirements. We also have to do background checks on it. So we have to call your previous employers. That's DOT regulations. We're required to do that. So we had to go back last 3 years, call all your past employers, make sure everything checked out fine. Then you come in here. Then what happens? When you guys landed here last weekend or Monday, what do you get to do? The fun DOT physical, isn't it? You get to go in there and they probe you, they push on you, say, hey, everything okay? You had any surgeries? The Trinity Health people downstairs, Dr. Abraham's office, they do a great job of that. Then you got to submit to what? A drug test. Got pee in a cup. Yeah, basically. So that's what comes out. You got to do that. Now you're through all that process. You progressed, get your permit. But once you hit the road, guess what? Now your hours of service come into effect. You got to account for every minute of your day. Even when you're sitting at the house, you're off duty, you're accounting for every minute of your day, no matter what happens. And that's what this industry is. It's very highly regulated. You're out on the road. If you have an accident, even if it's not your fault, you may be asked to submit to a post-accident drug test. That happens. That's why we preach up here and we talk about it. It's an orientation. Drugs in this industry is a no-no. You know, alcohol is a no-no too when you're out on the road driving. Understand when you hit the house, if you want to have a few days off, you have a couple beers, okay. As long as you're off duty, you're going to be off duty. But once you get back in the road, get back in that truck, no alcohol. And that includes packaged alcohol. So this time of year, you're out in California, you want to buy your wife a nice bottle of wine and bring it back on the truck. That's a no-no. You got to have it shipped back. Alcohol in the truck, unless it's manifested part of your load. So you're hauling for Anheuser-Busch, you're okay. That's part of the load. But if it's a bottle of wine or a nice six-pack of beer or some craft beer, can't have that on your truck. DOT's looking for that. Going down the road, what happens next? Pull into a scale. They can check you. Besides scales, they can pull you over. If you're going 3 miles over the speed limit, guess what happens? I'm going to check out this Prime truck. I'm just going to flash my lights, pull them over. We're going to check your hours of service. We're going to check the maintenance on your truck. So there's a ton of responsibilities you all are under. Dennis and I have the easy job. We're not delivering a load of freight, which is probably a good thing. But besides that, we don't have to account for all of our hours. We have to worry about that on the road. And then on top of that, being away from home. And that's probably one of the toughest right there. If you got kids, it's a tough industry to make. You can do it. Your commitment every day is, you know, we respect you and we need to respect you. And we do that here. You guys are what makes our money. There's no doubt. Safe driving, picking up on time, delivering on time. That's what makes a difference. That's what separates us from our competitors. And believe me, you're working for a company. We want to be the best. There's no doubt. This is a lot like a sports team, wouldn't you say so? No doubt.
That's right.
It's just like a professional sports team. There's no doubt. We want to be the top every year. We want to be the best. Are we always the best? No, we have some mistakes every once in a while, but we need to correct them. That's where you all come in. You voice your complaints, voice your ideas, and we'll take it from there. We'll take it and run with it. So. Anything you want to add to that?
Hey, let's move forward. We've got an exciting meeting for you today. Before we do that, we're going to talk a little bit about safety. Let's give some report card numbers. You know, Dave in his speech talked a little bit about, you know, pulling in and getting inspected. That's something that's a part of the industry is what we do. And we keep tally on what we did this week. So I think Dave was the one that went through all of the inspections this week. It looks like we had 133 inspections. Let's talk about the clean ones first. You know, what happens with the clean inspection?
Clean inspection, you guys get paid on them. So we had 133, we had 88 clean ones, 66% rate, clean rate. That's pretty good. We talked to enforcement. I've got friends at the federal level. I've got buddies at the state level that help me out sometimes when we have questions. But we also talked to them, what do carriers do for clean inspections? They said about the national average is 35% clean inspections. This past week, you guys were at 66%.
That's worth a round of applause.
No doubt. Give yourself a hand. Those clean inspections, that's what we're shooting for all the time. That drives our safety numbers, drives it with federal enforcement, drives them with our shippers, too. They look at our safety information as well. Clean inspection, that's you $100 for an independent contractor, owner-operator, $25 for a company driver. So you guys can make money on them. Had a team in here a couple weeks ago, went California to New York. They got two clean inspections, extra $200 in their pocket. So it pays off, and that's why doing proper pre-trips, making sure you look at everything. When you're going around on your truck, taking that flashlight, looking underneath, looking at all the cross members on the trailer, looking at your lights. That's the obvious one. Being, you know, attention to detail. Dot your I's, cross your T's. Make sure everything's ready to go. Your truck looks neat. No stuff up on the dash. Chances of having an inspection become less then. Because, you know, enforcement's looking for carriers to inspect. Chances are if they see a nice clean truck, everything looks good, they're going to pass you on. They'll get to the next guy behind you that's got that fender that's got a bungee cord welded up or a step that's got a bungee cord on it trying to hold it up. Those are the ones they can write inspections on. So just remember that. What you do out there makes a big difference.
True prime fashion, you know, that if we did 66%, that means we got a little bit of room for improvement. What are some of the things that we can do? And, you know, I'm looking at the clock here to make sure we got enough time. But what are some of the things we can do just to make sure that when we pull in there that we're going to be okay? And what were some of the high occurrence violations for this week?
What we saw as far as violation lights was a big one, required marker lamps. So make sure when you're doing your inspections, every time you stop, do a walk around your truck. And that only take 3 to 4 minutes. Turn on all your lights. Everything's working. So you stop at a rest area, check those brake lights. That's a gimme. If you got a brake light out, they're going to pull you in. You got a headlight out, they're going to pull you in. So get those fixed. If you don't know how to fix them yourself, get to a shop. But the best thing for you all to do on lights, make sure you work with our shop and say, hey, go to your road assist person. How do you change out a headlight? Can somebody show me how? Because that's how you can save money. That's how you can make it a lot easier. You carry spare bulbs with you. Makes your job a lot easier. So just attention to detail. As far as driving, don't miss those signs. Don't follow. And I'm going to go down this path here real quick. But GPSs, stay away from using personal GPSs. We've had a number of drivers. We had one overnight, took the wrong turn, got stuck on a small road, had to be towed out. If you get into a situation you know is wrong, and that's going to come to you, you'll turn on a road. You go, man, this doesn't look right. The best thing to do is put on your four ways, pull over and stop, and get your bearings. Know where you're at. If you need help, by all means, call law enforcement. Say, hey, I'm lost. I don't know where I'm at. I need help. Can you come and help me? They would much more rather work with you on that situation than work with you if you had an accident, if you drove off into the dirt, get stuck. Then they got to come out and then they got to write a report. And then they got to sit there and monitor you while the record pulls you out and do all that stuff. They much rather assist you coming out when you're lost, get you turned around, get you back on a main road and tell you which way you need to go. And, GPSs will lead you down the wrong path. So get that Motor Carrier Atlas, right, Dennis? So
that's right.
Motor Carrier Atlas down here at the company store. Make sure you have them. Make sure you know how to read them. And go ahead.
Yes, I do. The macro 19s are really screwed up. We've got 10 million drivers put in different directions, and they're not correct. Could we possibly have someone to maybe pay attention to that, to fix that? Because it's got us. It just says I-75 and then turn right. It doesn't say north, go east, or, you know, on the streets. It'll say make a left, and you don't know, and it's actually a right. Maybe someone can focus on that because I'm old school. I go by that.
I like that. So what she's talking about is the macro 19 on your Qualcomm. And what that is for our local directions. So when you get to a customer, say a General Mills in Reed City, it's going to tell you, you know, 131, you know, take the exit, turn right. And what she's wanting it to say is either go east or west at that point, you know, go about a quarter of a mile down and then go north at the light. And our facility's there on the right side. So, yeah, that's kind of a moving target. And one of the things that we try to do is when you find that information is inaccurate, and we're going to lean on, like you said, you called yourself old school. So when we, you know, lean on our old school drivers to make sure if there's something incorrect in that, or maybe the facility has built a new location where they've moved a little bit down the street or whatever the case may be, maybe there's some ongoing construction in the area that we're not aware of, give us that information. We'll get it updated right away. That's something your fleet manager can update, you know, really while you're on the phone with them, giving them that information. So thank you for that.
Anything else? I'm done on that end.
Well, good deal. Hey, I'm going to throw a little bit of a curveball for you. And Dave loves when I go off script. So, Miss Lady, what's your name? Tanitra, come on up. Did I say that right? All right. Dave, give her the microphone.
All right.
I like to talk to people. All right. So you okay with coming up and talk to us for a second? All right, we're going to transition to our next part. We're going to talk a little bit about winter driving. So, Tanisha, where are you from? Houston, Texas. Now, have you ever driven in snow? Have you ever seen snow?
Yes.
All right. All right. I know sometimes in Houston and get a, you know, that little quarter inch of snow down there. So, you know, here in Springfield, Missouri, I see you all bundled up like me because I don't like the cold. But, you know, it's only like 50 degrees outside. You know that, you know, I got some information for you. Some parts of this country that are going to get a lot colder than what we have today.
Totally understand.
Are you prepared for that?
No.
No. Thank you so much for your honesty. So what did you do before you came into trucking?
I actually worked in logistics for Labatt Food Service. I was over there like, what you call it? I guess you would say like freight and stuff like that. So I booked loads and did a cubic square foot and stuff like that.
Oh, so you're going to have some folks wanting to talk to you a little bit later then, right? I'm glad you came up here and said that. All right, so what made you want to come into trucking, and in specific, what made you want to come to Prime?
Well, actually, I was going to apply for a position for the transportation manager, and I had got my permit, and I was supposed to go for the test, and yet they decided they didn't want to train me for the CDL test, so I just moved around.
Here you are, right?
Yeah.
I think you made a good decision.
Yes.
All right, are you excited?
I am.
You got a bunch of winter clothes in your truck and ready to go?
I need to get them.
Walmart's down the street, right? All right. You know, our company store is right down the hallway, too. So my last question for you, because this will be a good transition to our next part, too. Are you pretty familiar with how to read a map state to state? And even
Yes.
So you're a map professional?
Kind of. My father was a truck driver, owner-operator, brothers, so, and two brothers. And
oh, so it's in the blood. This is nothing for you then, right?
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna lean on you to coach some of your fellow PSDs to make sure we utilize that map instead of, you know, relying on that GPS. One last thing. You got a cell phone?
I do.
Have you ever texted and drove before?
No.
Be honest.
I am honest.
All right. Because I have.
I'm not a good texter. That's why I was just telling
you. You have one hand, or you got to get two hands and a keyboard to get your text message?
Something like that.
All right. So one of the things I always, when I was a fleet manager, would ask my PSD students do is to make me one promise. Okay. Especially while you're in the PSD program and learning the craft, while you're on duty, promise me that you won't put your phone on vibrate or silent, that you'll turn it off. All right. And the reason I want you to promise me that is because I want you to give your undivided attention to your trainer and to the craft and what's going on around you, so that when you get out there on yourself, and I guarantee you there's going to be some snow,
yes,
that you'll know exactly what you're doing.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for participating. Like to pick on the people that sit right up here in the front, folks. So thank you so much. And that's a good transition into what we're talking about next. Winter weather. It's October. What is it? October 26th. And, you know, Dave's got on a t-shirt. I'm bundled up like it's 0 degrees outside. But that time of year is coming, Dave.
It is. And need to be prepared. Your truck needs to be prepared. You need to have all your, you know, your winter gear on there. Especially if you're running west, you need to have your chains and cables on your truck. States will require them out there. Colorado's already enforcing west of Denver on I-70. You need to have your chains and cables on your truck. It could be 60 degrees outside, and they could stop you. If you don't have them, guess what? You're getting a ticket, and then you have to go buy them. And out on the road, buying chains and cables, they're not cheap. So you want to stay away from that. Make sure your truck's prepared. Make sure you're prepared, and Dennis already hit on that. You know, proper clothing. You got boots, got long socks, you got pants, you're ready to go, winter coat, gloves, all that good stuff. And on top of that, make sure your truck's inside is prepared. You got water, food, because you may run across this winter. You may be sitting involved, and hopefully you're not involved in it, but you're sitting behind in a row of traffic. The interstate's shut down because there's 8, 10, 12 car pileup, and that could be shut down for 6, 8, 10 hours, depends on what happened. And you're not going anywhere. So you need to make sure, you know, your tanks are always stay about half full on fuel, and that you got the food and water to be able to, you know, be able to handle it if you are stopped, and you're prepared. So winter's here. It's already hitting up north. I know up in Maine, up in the mountains, they've already got snow too. So unfortunately, we're in that time of year, but the trees are changing. It's beautiful outside, I think. I love this time of year, but we need to be prepared on the winter side. So anything you want to add there, Dennis?
Hey, let's talk a little bit about GPS. I know you talked about it for just a second, and I won't, you know, belabor the point. I just want to make sure that, you know, every driver has a Rand McNally or whatever your brand of Atlas that you want. You know, The GPS and the technology are awesome too. I'm a technology person myself. I use a GPS myself, and I think they are an excellent tool. But just like our driver mentioned here, you know, there's some things that change, and even the information that we have about our customers, you know, sometimes it changes, and we need that atlas and we need that map to talk to us about road weight restrictions, scale locations, all these things that the technology won't necessarily give us. We still got to do our due diligence and make sure that we're using that map. So,
and GPSs can send you down the wrong road too. Some states have truck designated highways and you got to stay on them. And if your GPS says take this little county road, you may be illegal, and those fines are extremely steep if you get caught. So another reason to stay off the GPS. And one thing I wanted to bring up, are we ready to keep rolling?
Go for it.
On the safe driving is our deer hits. Our animal hits are increasing this time of year. We had 10 overnight, 10 deer hits. Deer are running, and October to December is our top months by far. Usually we'll have 200 or so just between those 3 months, 250 easily. And it's because they're jumping out and they're taking off, and it's that time of year for them to be running. So when that happens, you know, what we want you to do, don't swerve, don't run off the road, don't hard brake. If you see a deer pop out in front of you, hit it. Just run it over. We'll worry about fixing the truck later. Many of our trucks have deer guards on them or animal guards. That's the reason why. Hopefully we can minimize the damage on your truck and you can keep going. But don't swerve. Don't take any evasive maneuvers, because anything in that trailer, it's going to want to come forward. If you start hard braking or if you start swerving to the right, it'll want to go right. Makes your truck unstable and you could roll it over real easily, especially if you run off the road. Run on dirt and grass. Just like today, you do that, you're going to be rolling over because that shoulder's going to give way. It's wet. It's nice and sloppy out there. You'll be going over. We don't want you doing that. That's not the idea. So, and I'm going to say this real quick too, distracted driving, stay away from being distracted. And we've seen it before. Even if you're looking at your radio, something pops up in front of you. Sometimes taking that first initial thought, maybe it is a deer jumps out. What's your first initial instincts is to try to avoid it, would be to swerve. Rather, if you're focused and you're not looking at that radio or you're not staring away from the road, you're focused on what's going on. You see that deer, you just say, I'm just going to hit it and keep going. And those types of situations can pop up. So distracted driving is one of those things that, you know, you need to abstain from, whatever you can do. And I know there's times you're going down the road, you want to take a drink of soda, drink a coffee, but, you know, keep your eyes up on the road at all times and be checking those mirrors every 5 to 7 seconds. You're looking in each mirror back and forth, what's behind you, so you know. In case something does happen in front of you, maybe you can change lanes if nobody's alongside of you. So all that can factor in for safe driving. Anything you want to add?
Sounds good to me, Dave.
I'll send you the bill.
There you go. So we're going to move right along. And I'm looking at your shirt, Dave, and it says, ask me why I care. Why do you care?
There you go.
Why do you care?
Hey, man, Harmony House right here. Let's bring old Brooke up here. She's a professional on this. And she'll do a lot better speaking than I will on it. So Brooke Mosley coming up here to talk about I care.
Yeah. Hello.
All right.
Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. So you're going to see a lot of these shirts running around today, and then also my eye patch that I have on. And the reason why we have this on today is because today is the Eye Care Campaign Day. So something that you may not know about Prime is that we are big in community outreach, and we do a lot of fundraising for things that are important to us and then also that are important to you. Greene County, which is where we are right now. You're sitting in Greene County, if you didn't know that. They have the largest domestic violence rate in the state of Missouri, which is not good. So we are sending a message out today that Prime cares, and we have these eye stickers at the security desk, the front desk. I've got them at the plaza. I also have some at the campus if you're over there today. It's a dollar donation to put the eye sticker on, and then we're going to be taking pictures throughout the day. Now, if you take your picture, we ask you not to smile because, of course, it's a serious thing, and we're sending that message that it's not okay and it needs to stop. Harmony House here in Springfield, they are the largest shelter here in the state of Missouri. They house 168 survivors a night here in Springfield. 1 in 7 men are also victims, and then 1 in 3 women. We have a lot of drivers that come through here that are here for the purpose of escaping that environment. Last year at the Highway Diamonds Gala, which is, if you don't know what that is, that's our female driver event that we hold every year. We gather all the female drivers together over at the Oasis, and we hold a very nice event. It lets you kind of get to know each other. It's a support network. It's just a great event that we have every year. We have a website. We have a Facebook page, so check that out. But we had Harmony House there last year, and we talked about them a little bit. Robert sponsors the Eye Care campaign kickoff here in Springfield. We had that in September. We've got 500 businesses involved, and, of course, Prime is one of them. So I had a lot of female drivers approach me and say, you know, I'm a survivor. And so we're stepping up, and we're sending a message today that this has to stop. It's not okay. And hopefully you'll join us. At 10 a.m., we're all going to gather in the gym here behind us, and we're going to take a very large group photo. That's going to go to Harmony House, and it's also going to go on social media. So if you've got your eye patch and you want to come join us, please do at 10 a.m. Oh, the shirts were pre-ordered. I wish we ordered extra, but we did not. So next year, watch for us. We're going to do this every year, and we'll send some stuff out to you, okay? Any other questions? Our other terminals, this is getting ready to go national, so be ready. They've started partnering with other shelters across the United States, so you all will be next. I think the NFL is getting involved too, so you'll see some NFL eye patches on that say "I care" on them. Anything else? No? Okay. I think we're good. Thank you all. Welcome if you're new.
All right. Good. Thank you, Brooke, so much. Moving right along, I think we got Brandon Mallard over here from our HR department. It's open enrollment time, so you guys got new jobs. Hey, it's time to get some insurance, too, so take her away.
Thank you, Dennis. All right, guys, you'll probably be seeing me the next 4 or 5 weeks up here on Fridays, just reminding you. My name is Brandon Mallard, help with the insurance in the HR department. Really, I just have good news for you for the most part. Company drivers, benefits really aren't changing much at all. The dental is going down 9%, so that's a good thing. Your cards, your dental, prescription, and medical will all be on one card. Independent contractors, you know, your enrollment is not at this time. It will be on November 1st, so next Thursday. Make sure you get to looking at your benefits, because the federal government has the open market completely locked down, other than from November 1st to December 15th. So you only have a 6-week window to actually get in there and enroll in benefits. Okay. So, independent contractors, you want to see Dave Brill on Thursdays and Fridays. He's usually over here, the side of the cafeteria, or give enrollment first a call. Okay. Going back to company drivers, you know, guys, you're doing great, you know, getting with Gary Danielson, I mean, and everybody. But as far as company drivers go, these wellness programs that we offer, you know, you impact directly your insurance premiums. And guys, you're making my job easy, because during open enrollment, I don't have to come out here and tell you, hey, we're getting 10, 15, 20% increases. Okay, on insurance. Nobody wants to hear that. And I can tell you, I don't like delivering that message. All right. But 2 years in a row, because you guys are taking advantage of these wellness initiatives, you guys are keeping your medical insurance premium stagnant. I have never worked anywhere where I have not had to tell somebody their premiums aren't going up. And guys, we are in the most unhealthy industry out there. You're defying the odds. Okay. I mean, you guys just keep up what you're doing. I mean, we can't control what doctors and hospitals are billing, but we can control our health and, you know, what we're being seen for. All right. I mean, I really feel that that deserves a round of applause there. You guys are doing great. Do you have a question, sir?
I'm a company driver. I just want to know if on the insurance and everything, if you don't want to change anything, do we need to contact you guys or just leave it as is?
You do not have to do anything at all if you don't want to make changes. Those will roll over next year. company drivers, if you do want to make changes, you're going to want to make the changes and call the enrollment center or come by and see us by November 16th. That's when our enrollment period stops. I do know Trish. She is in Pittston right now. I don't know if she's watching this, but if you're in Pittston today, you can go see Trish Roby, and she can help you, you know, get enrolled and change plans if you want. I know in the next week or so we'll be around Salt Lake as well, so we are going to try to make our rounds. I'll go ahead and get off here. Does anybody have any questions or concerns?
If they do have questions, how do they get a hold of you? What's a good word out?
You can give me a call directly. It's 417-521-3329. And, you know, I'm going to try to make this quick, but there are two things that I want to talk to you real quick about. Another good change is the Live Health app. Guys, everybody, independent contractor, company drivers, you need to download that Live Health app. It'll save you a ton of money. I see a lot of familiar faces from this week. How many of you guys have downloaded that or planning on doing it? Okay, guys, this thing is huge. Download it. You can get doctor's visits on your phone, your FaceTiming a doctor, and starting 1/1/19, your co-pays on our plan are going to be $20. So that's cheaper than even going to a doctor. The other thing is, you know, earlier in the morning, Dave was talking about being out on the truck. You know, it's going to be a stressful time. Take advantage of our EAP programs, all right? We have those on the company side and on the independent contractor side. Guys, you get 3 free counseling visits with a counselor per person, per incident in your family per year. We will never know that you're using it unless you tell us. So, you know, mental health is a big deal. And you guys have the information for it. If you don't, give me a call. I can get you the EAP program information for both company and independent contractors. So utilize the resources that that we're offering you guys. You know, it's here for you. You know, we're trying to help as much as we can.
All right, Brandon, thank you so much. That's great information, Dave. I've got the Live Health app on my phone just in case my kid knocks his head sometime, which happens a lot.
It does.
We can, instead of taking that ER visit and having to pay those inflated prices, we can just get it taken care of via FaceTime.
There you go.
All right. So this morning we talked a lot about safety. All right. And a little bit later, we're going to talk about what you can do to keep your equipment healthy. But more important than that, we want to talk a little bit about what you can do to keep yourself healthy. So we've got our driver health and fitness coach, Gary Danielson.
I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you guys. You know, Brandon brought up a good conversation about that mental health. It's so important to stay mentally healthy. That's the number one thing, because if you start losing a little mental edge, then all of a sudden it starts working in onto your diet. And then you start overeating, and then we got the comfort food going, and then we have all this other stuff that comes along with it. But I just want to brag on, we had 3 drivers in this week, and I more than 3 drivers, but 3 that I want to talk about. You know, 2 of these guys have been working on their body composition. One of them dropped enough, increased enough lean muscle mass that his percent body fat came down by 8%, and he came off of his high blood pressure medication. That's huge, and that's out on the road. So I know you can do this. We had another one that came in, and he got his blood sugar level down. He came off his diabetic medication. That's so important. It's so important to be healthy. And I get it. I mean, health is a personal thing, and it comes to you when you make that choice. I mean, that choice comes to everybody at a different time. But I just want to let you know that Driver Health and Fitness, we're here when you decide to make that choice. And we'll visit about things you can do. You know, and like I said, my background's in sports medicine, so I don't really equate with the BMI or the weight. I just look at lean muscle mass. And if that lean muscle mass is going up, you're getting healthier. So, you know, if I can do anything for you, I'm upstairs here by the driver's lounge. I'm all about it. I'm trying to. We're going to move that number off of 61 years life expectancy for a driver. We're going to move that at prime. So I hope that we can visit, and I hope we can just get healthy together. So I appreciate everything you guys do. Thank you.
All right, Gary Danielson, thank you so much. Hey, just a few housekeeping tips or comments. If you have any questions about the Prime Mobile app, we're at 3.0 at this point. We've got the experts over here to my right. We've got Brianna and Richard. So if you have anything, any questions, technology related, they can help you out. Also, all of our PSD students at the conclusion of this morning's safety meeting, please meet in the East Conference Room, which is directly to my left. And that'll be, you know, the next path of what you're going to be on. And just a note, PSC class, Prime Safety Certified. We do this class every day, Monday through Sunday. It starts at 7 a.m. over at the Campus Inn and the Training Center. We ask that even our veteran drivers get through it once a year. There's going to be always something that you can pick, take with you. That we have a winter weather component that'll make it worth your time, as well as you do get paid for that, right, Dave?
Yep, distracted driving, winter weather, Smith system, all that stuff is covered in there, and you really need it once a year for sure. Just reminders what to do, what not to do out on the highway. And we've it's not a short class; it's about a 3-4 hour class, and you'll use the simulators and all that. And you get to judge each other as well as evaluate each other's driving as far as drivers. It's a good program, and we believe. Believe it 100%. It's changed a lot of drivers here. So that's the avenue we continue to go down and keep making it better too. Every year we keep adding some stuff to it. So never stay the same around here, Dennis. You know that?
It does not. Change is good. You got a veteran for us?
Steve, come on up. Steve McGee, come on up here. How you doing this morning? Thank you for volunteering. Appreciate you. All right. What brought you to Prime?
I've seen a lot of the world, but it's about time to see America. So.
Oh, really? So, meaning you've been in the military a little bit. Is that what you did? You retire out of the military?
Yes, sir. 20 years, 3 days, U.S. Navy.
Awesome. Good deal. So why'd you pick us? Why'd you pick Prime? You didn't go to a truck driving school. You decided to come here. What was the difference?
Well, about 4 weeks ago, one of the drivers did a ride-along for a week, just to make sure I could do it. I was going to do this when I retired out of the Navy, but I had a one-year-old and one on the way. They're a junior and a senior now, so it's like, okay, it's time for Dad to get out and see what he wants to see. So
good deal. What did you do in the military?
Controlled airplanes for majority of the time. Air traffic controller.
Air traffic controller. All right. Good deal. So thank you for your service. Appreciate it.
Very welcome. And can I get all the veterans to stand for a minute of recognition?
All right. Thank you for your service. Appreciate it, Steve. All right, Dennis, should we get Mr. Kaufman up here, road assist?
All right, we're going to, everything I need to know, I learned in kindergarten. So we're going to share. We're going to have Paul Higgins Justin Kaufman. You guys are going to come up and you got to share the mic and share your time.
Share the mic.
We'll roll with that. Higgins.
Oh, there you are.
Get you scallywags off the mic. We'll get some important stuff done here, won't we, Justin?
You come go on. First, then I'll cut you off if you get too long-winded, okay?
Okay, me first?
I got a timer here, bro.
Okay, look at this. Hey, I'm Paul Higgins. I want to run a few things past you because not just for those new folks that are here, but I think, Rodney, you got some pictures for me too. For a lot of our folks who've been here a long time, my message this morning is this. Doesn't matter if you've been here a long time. 20-year people have made some of these mistakes. Don't be that guy. That will be my title, okay? Don't be that guy. Actually, I'll be politically correct. Don't be that woman either, okay? So here's a couple things. Don't do this. Don't flip on over to the next one there. I think we got some load bars showing. Don't carry your load locks on your deck plate. There's no need for you to try to see how many of these things you can get on the back of your truck. In this case, here's what happened. Somebody put 4 or 5 of them on the deck plate. They tied them down with bungee cords. Bungees are not legal to secure stuff to your deck plate, number one. That's not a legal securement device. Only a nylon strap or something that will really work will be okay. But the biggest part here is that if you can look right in the middle of that picture, we have jump start posts on the back of the truck. That's a positive jump start post. What has happened, it's pretty easy to tell. Keep flipping there, Rodney. You can just kind of scroll back and forth through those pictures. Here's what happened. That load lock shorted out on that jump start post. Now, that's a direct connection to your battery. There's no fuse. There's nothing that's going to save you from burning your truck down. You can see how it just totally cooked this hot wire to the jump start post. We're super fortunate that this truck didn't burn to the ground. Super fortunate. And as Rodney keeps flipping through those pictures, you'll kind of see what's going on there. So don't be that guy, okay? Number two, don't be that guy who doesn't do your daily vehicle inspection. So far, year to date, we've replaced 18 reefer unit condensers. The condenser's on the outside. It's the part that's exposed that's on the very front of the reefer unit, okay? How do we damage those? Anybody know? Anybody know how we damage them? High hook in your trailer. Okay, here's a phrase you'll learn that you really want to avoid. High hooking. When you go around to pick up a trailer, whether you dropped it already or whether someone else dropped it for you, but before you back all the way under it, okay, you're supposed to stop And where your fifth wheel plate is, before it makes connection with the trailer, before you even touch the trailer, stop and get out and look. If it's sunny and 72, stop and get out and look. If it's 105, stop and get out and look. If it's blowing snow, stop and get out and look, okay? Don't be the one who says, oh, it's probably okay, because if you pull into that trailer and it's been dropped high, you can pass right past the kingpin, and the kingpin will get hooked on your fifth wheel plate, okay, on the very front of your fifth wheel plate, and you'll be stuck. But the worst part is that you'll have already whacked the back of your sleeper with the condenser of the reefer unit. That's about a $3,000 oopsie, okay? So don't be that guy, because you'll have to get a crowbar. You'll have to pry yourself off. It's a major hassle. You won't believe what a problem it is. So don't be the guy who doesn't check first, okay? That's number two. Number three, I got a minute 37 now. Number three, don't be the person who doesn't do your daily vehicle inspection. Okay, now, here's the rest of the story. From your tractor brake pedal, there's two signal lines. There's one that goes to the front brakes. There's one that goes to the rear drive brakes. We found that the rear drive brake sometimes is unhooked from the factory, let's just say, or from someone who towed the truck from the factory to here, okay? So for some reason, someone doesn't do that. That means that every time we've been driving that truck, we've just been driving it with which brakes? The steer brakes. And so we've never had the four drive brakes, ever. Now, who can tell me how we've made a mistake in there? Where's our mistake been? We didn't check at both ends. But how would we find out there's a problem? A pre-trip. And how do we know that? It's because we start the engine, we build up the air pressure. You do a brake test, right? You remember that? After you've got air pressure, you put your foot on the brake, and what's the numbers? Anybody got them? Say it louder. 4 PSI in 1 minute if you're hooked to a trailer. Isn't it 3 PSI if you're bobtail? It's pretty close to that. So if your brakes aren't hooked up, if the signals line is not hooked up, and you put your foot on the brake, you'll lose a ton of air, okay? And you'll know that there's something wrong. And so we wouldn't go on. So do your daily vehicle inspection every time, okay? A lot of people short circuit any of these things I've talked about. We get in a hurry. We think, oh, it's okay. Don't be that guy, okay? So, Justin, you got something? My timer is up.
Yeah, just real quick.
Oh, hey, I want to recognize our vendors. Will you do that for us?
Absolutely.
And one last thing, in case the General Mills people, in case they give away this stuff up here, don't touch that brownie mix over there. I was told nobody touch that. I'm going to take care of that, but you guys don't mess with that, all right? I'll handle all of this, okay?
One last note on those jump posts at the rear of the cab. You know, there's covers. There's plastic covers. So, I mean, even sometimes as I walk the yard, I'll see where these covers have fell off, you know? So make sure, you know, you flatbedders that have headache racks, that have load bars that could possibly fall down and do a direct short. We've seen that happen before. Make sure those covers are on those jump posts. So you don't have a cover, stop by parts. We'll get you one. My name is Justin Kaufman. I am manager of Road Assist. I just had another note. One is we do have the Prime app, as was mentioned earlier, with a lot of really good videos on how to do some basic repairs yourself. So whenever Dave talks about changing out your headlamp, your light bulb, we've got a video out there on how to do that. So if you think, man, I don't even know where to start on that, you know, go to that Prime app. If there's not a video out there that you would like to see, we want to make you one. Get with your Road Assist advisor, and we will get one produced for you. So, and lastly, I just want to take a second to introduce our vendors. We've got a wonderful support team here at Prime from the maintenance standpoint. In the very back corner back there, we've got Stephanie, who's our on-site rep with TA and Petro. We've got Cody Jenkins, who's the branch manager over at Central Power Systems. We've got Brad Sturges, who's VP of Westfall GMC, manager of Springfield Freightliner. Jeff Wara, who is our on-site Freightliner rep. He knows a lot about these Freightliner trucks. He's well-connected out there, knows a lot about the automated manuals as well. We've got Ron Thomas, service manager, director of service for the Larson Group Peterbilt here in town. Skip Wendt with Larson Group Peterbilt. We got Seth with Larson Group Peterbilt back there. Todd Randall with Thermo King. In the back, we've got Wayne Smith with Thermo King. You know, we've got several tri-packs that are in our fleet now. We've got Doug back there with the Summit Truck Group for anybody driving an international truck. And Jana Myers is our on-site international rep. And so all of our on-site reps, or the majority of them, have a desk up there at the plaza now. So they can, whenever you're coming in and you're dropping off your bills or dropping off your loads right there at driver's lineup, you'll be able to find the majority of them. We do have Chris back there, I think. Sci-Sci, yeah, with Summit Truck Group as well. Any questions for us?
All right. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Justin, for bringing us some maintenance information.
You know, tragedy can strike any time, not just when you're driving your truck. I'm going to ask Stan Casterkey to come up, and we're going to take just a minute here because we lost a member of our family a couple weeks ago. And, you know, Stan's going to kind of talk to us just for a minute about Danny. And, you know, life is so precious, so valuable. We only get one shot at this, and we just have to do everything we can to make it as good as we can, as long as we can. And, you know, we lost a true family member when we lost Danny. Stan?
Good morning. Danny Gibbons had been here at Prime since 2008. He was killed in a motorcycle crash last week. I do have, if you want to see who Danny is, a little bit of information, have a memorial, a photo here. And it also has a list of the number of people's lives that he affected directly, students, over 235 students that he helped through the program. Now, when you think about 235 students, then those 235 students, a lot of those became instructors. They've affected people. So literally, Danny affected thousands of people's lives. He was a staple here. He would be in these meetings. He was out on the training pad all the time. So we do wish his family, Michelle and his girls, his mother, the very best. And they've been in our prayers. How many of you knew Danny Gibbons? Raise your hand. Definitely an instrumental guy here. There's no doubt about it. So he's going to be greatly missed. Keep his family in your prayers because they definitely need him at this time.
Thank you, Stan. Appreciate you coming up and sharing that with us. And, you know, as much as we miss Danny, somewhere in this group is the next Danny that can continue his legacy here, that has really volunteered to give back to the industry, give back to the company, work his way up to become an instructor, a trainer. And, you know, that's what we're about, helping that next generation of truckers, that next group. So keep that in mind. And if you don't do it for any other reason, let's do it for Danny and keep this program going. He really, really did have an impact on our company, and we miss him dearly. Justin, come on up. I'm going to ask Justin Kaufman to come up. Justin has a lot of roles here, really a mechanically inclined guy, and he oversees our call center, which is really our road assist advisors, that kind of your first point of contact when you have any issue with your tractor, your trailer, your reefer unit. These guys and women are a great resource for you, and you know, as we're heading into winter, I think Justin's going to start kicking off our winter campaign.
Thank you very much, Steve. We have a great group in Road Assist, and they've been trained, and they've got a lot of great, valuable information. I'm going to hit the cold winter maintenance a little bit. My slide's going here. You know, as far as items to keep on your truck, these are all very important items. Jumper cables. Make sure that you have a good pair of jumper cables, 2 or 4 gauge. We sell them at our company store. Here's a set of them right here. I would not go with like 6 or 8 gauge. It's probably not going to do the job, but 2 or 4 gauge, you know, will be good. Can anybody here answer these two questions to win these jumper cables? One, where can you find the jumper posts on a Freightliner Cascadia truck? And the second question is, where can you find the reefer push-up nails, plastic push-up nails, to repair reefer chutes?
To jump the truck, you should have two knobs on the back of your truck somewhere, normally.
And which reefer door do you find the plastic push-up nails?
I usually find them in the left door if I'm facing it.
As you're facing it, passenger side.
Where the battery would be.
Exactly. All right. You win the jumper cable, sir. You know, you can get in there, so you hook up your jumper cables to the rear of your tractor cab, pop open that curbside or passenger side reefer door. You know, it may take 45 minutes, hour, you know, if you have a completely dead battery, to get enough juice in the reefer battery to fire it up. But, I mean, we've known operators before, and I've said this before, who have sat around at truck stops, and they've jump-started other drivers' trucks, you know, for money before, you know. And so it's just, I think jumper cables are a huge one. To move on, extra set of fuel filters in case you happen to get some, you know, bad fuel, or you start gelling up. You know, those are handy to have. De-icer, fuel de-icer, 911. Who here can tell me, raise your hand, tell me when we use this product?
Use this product here after you've already gelled up.
Good answer. I'm going to give you both of them for that. Good answer. Once again, you do the red bottle right there is if you've already gelled up. The black bottle is to prevent you from gelling up. So we sell the black bottle, which is anti-gel, in our fuel bays. We sell the 911 in our parts stores. Black bottle of Pinray anti-gel. It'll run a little bit over $5 at our terminals. But I think it's an important thing to remember that A lot of times we fuel down in Florida in the wintertime, and in Florida and in South Texas, they're not treating their fuel, you know. And so if you're running a load up north, there's a good chance that you could be gelled up, you know, by the time you get up to South Dakota, North Dakota, Maine. And so we just always want to make sure that, you know, you're buying fuel that is winterized. If you're not, you're adding the anti-gel. You know, if it gets to that 20-degree mark, 20-degree ambient mark, we want to make sure that we've got treated fuel, and not just in the tractor tanks, but in the reefer tank too. I mean, in the reefer tank, we got to make sure that we're treating our reefers too. So, you know, a small toolkit, and I'll move on here to the next slide, is always handy. Also, the kingpin, you know, it seems like every winter, whenever we get a little bit of snow or ice built up, on the fifth wheel, we'll have drop trailers down here on the lower yard. And so we'll have to send our rebuild folks out with the forklift to pick the trailers up. And it all comes down to not paying attention to make sure that your fifth wheel is actually locked, okay? So whenever you go to hook to a trailer, you want to push that trailer up, hear the latch, apply your parking brakes, get out, make sure there's no gap in between the trailer and the fifth wheel, make sure you get underneath the trailer, and looking to throw the fifth wheel, make sure the fifth wheel is actually locked. Do your pull test, make sure your handle's in place, and then you're good to go. This is just kind of an example here of where an operator who had been with us a long time and had done multiple hooks and unhooks down here on the yard was hooking up to a trailer down the yard a couple years ago, and first turn, it starts to come off. And thank goodness we saved it there. You know, that could have been disastrous. We actually got it put back on the tractor. So making sure that fifth wheel jaw is good to go as well. Also, you know, back to your toolkit, we always want to make sure that our tires are spinning if we're sitting at a truck stop for a little bit. And, you know, a lot of times we'll sit there overnight. Those drum brakes can freeze to the, you know, brake pads can freeze to the drums. And if we're not careful, if we don't make sure that they're unfroze, we'll take off and we'll end up with this blown out tire. We commonly see that in the wintertime. We don't see this as often as we've moved to disc brakes. Disc brakes have really helped us, but we still have several thousand drum brakes, and it still can happen with disc brake trailers. But it's just so important whenever we get up in the morning and we're doing our pre-trip that we mark those tires, we roll forward, and make sure they're actually moving, because those pads, those brake pads or drum brake shoes can actually freeze to the drum. And, yeah, that's fine. And then, you know, these are the rest of the items after the small toolkit. Obviously, an ice scraper, lock de-icer, kitty litter in case you get stuck, foldable sand shovel as well, chains and cables, warm blanket, waterproof gloves, windshield wipers, and windshield wiper fluid. Windshield wipers, you know, make sure you have an extra set. We sell them very cheaply down here in the parts department. That way, if you, you know, wear out a set, you've got a spare set. Any questions on that, cold weather items?
Got off easy.
All right.
Thank you, Justin.
I think lastly, I did have one more thing I wanted.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Wanted to talk about. Lastly is, you know, we have had a number of engine overspeeds on our DD15s with the automatic transmission. I encourage everybody to get into Stan Castrofe's automatic transmission class. If you haven't had it, you know, we want to make sure that you have it if you get into an automatic. But, you know, we get a pre-warning right now on the DD15 at 2,300 RPM, and at 2,500 RPM, severe damage can occur. So we just want to make sure that we know how to use those transmissions properly and that we've got that under control. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Justin. That's the second time I've heard about that class for the automatic manual, so I think it's going to be important that everyone get to that class. And as Dave said, we continue to learn about these. It's a transition for us. It's a change. It is important you get to that class. We don't have problems around here. We have challenges, and we've got a big challenge coming up, and that is how to take care of all our driver associates over the holidays, but at the same time, make sure we take care of our customers. So in a sense, the customers are taking care of us, making sure there's food on the shelf for Christmas, wherever you may be shopping at. So I'm going to ask Jason Seymour to come up. Jason's been with us a little bit over 22 years, has been instrumental in our terminal up in Pittston, works in reefer dispatch as one of the supervisors, and he's going to talk about our reefer holiday initiative this year. Jason?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, everyone. Glad to have the opportunity to speak with you for a few minutes this morning. So yeah, as Steve said, my name is Jason. I work in reefer operations, and welcome you all this morning. So Yeah, holidays are coming, right? They're just around the corner. The weather's turning a little bit colder. We got Halloween, then Thanksgiving, and then Christmas. We got the trifecta of the big holidays. And really, the great thing about that is it's such a special time of year for our families, you know, our families at home and our prime family, you know. But here's, as Steve said, it really is a challenge because we typically see and fully anticipate that the demand for our services, the demand for your services is going to do nothing but ramp up for the next, you know, from now until the end of the year. And when you think about what demand is now, and you think about it ramping up even more, it's like, man, how are we going to get it done? But we always find a way. And that's because we have the best drivers, we have the best equipment, we got the best support staff, and our customers need us. They want us. So we started this program several years ago in an effort to encourage folks to stay available during that important time of year. So we're going to talk a little bit this morning about what our plan for 2018 is. So from the dates we're looking at, remember these dates, and there's a message recorded on hold. You'll see it on the app. When you pull it up, you'll see the verbiage on it. But from Friday, December the 21st through Wednesday, January the 2nd, that's really the peak time for our customers, all right? So if you're a lease operator, and you are in available or dispatch status from Friday, December 21st through Wednesday, January 2nd, you'll receive a $750 bonus. All right, that'll be loaded onto your card. Now, for the company drivers, there's really two different options, okay? And option one, if you're a company driver, is if you're available for the entire month of December, which is December 1st through December 31st, and I'm talking about either available or dispatch status for those 31 days, then you also will receive a $750 bonus. Now, for the company drivers, again, there's a plan B, right? You have two options. If you can't really work the whole month of December, but you can be available or dispatched from the same time periods, Friday the 21st through January the 2nd, you'll receive $375. And for all you folks in yellow vests, it'll be getting your CDLs in the next, you know, 21.5 days or whatever number we're at right now, right? If you folks make yourself available or dispatch status for the same time period, again, the 21st, which is the Friday before Christmas, to the Wednesday after New Year's, then you'll also receive a $375 bonus, and that's in addition to what your normal guarantee is of the $700 a week, okay? So the reason we do this is, again, this started years ago when things weren't really as good as what they are right now, and we felt like we needed a way to ingratiate ourselves with our customers, differentiate ourselves from our competitors. And so we did this in an effort to really shore up what our freight basket was going to look like through the first quarter of the following year when it typically slows down a little bit, right? And I got to tell you, it was a huge success. And we just kind of kept doing it every year, every year, every year. The funny thing is, the customers are coming to us now. The customers recognize the market that we're in. And again, we're talking about the balance of supply and demand. They're the ones coming to us. And they're dialed in. You know, if you can make yourself available, it's really a good deal from your standpoint, because the old adage, make hay while the sun shines, right? Things will slow up a little bit in January. So if you can structure your time off to where you can make yourself available when freight is the strongest, that's one of the key things we talk about. Next to safety, availability is really the key, the number one thing that affects your individual success and our success as a company. Are there any questions, concerns, or comments? Is everybody clear? Now, here's what I need from you. When you open up the Prime Mobile app, there's going to be this information on there for you, and there's going to be an option for you to opt in to this program, okay? And what we need everybody to do is to opt in on that, because really the key to making this a success for not only you but for our customers is to know what kind of numbers we're dealing with. We need to know how many drivers we're going to have that are committed to work during that period of time so that we can plan accordingly, book the appropriate amount of freight. We can book the appropriate destinations of freight so that we can try to accommodate people on those pass-throughs of home, right? So when you pull up the mobile app, if you can answer that question, your fleet managers will also have an opportunity to enter that information in. So that's really the next step. The sooner we get mobilized on this, the more successful we can make it be. And Steve can probably speak more directly to what some of our customers are telling us. But we've been in conversations with really all of our top 10 customers. They're aware of what we're doing. They need us. They're, again, they're dialed in to help make this a very successful holiday season for everybody involved.
We are glad to have you all here. Steve Wuttke is our Vice President of Sales and Marketing.
Thank you very much, Steve. Jason, that was well done. Even I understood it. That was terrific. You know, that's a great program for you all. What's that? No bonus money for me. That's fine. That's okay. I'd like to welcome you new folks to our company. Appreciate you trusting us with your future. Really, a lot of it is up to you and listening and being compliant with these older hands that have been successful around here. Ask anything you want. They'll help you. Anybody in our office will answer the questions for you, or we'll find the right answer, okay? So we thank you for your trust. It is a great time to be in trucking. The law of supply and demand is certainly in our favor for a change. Now, having said that, we have a very, very great customer list. I mean, we have the best customers, Fortune 500 companies in the country, and we do really take seriously our commitment to trying to get their product to the shelf 52 weeks a year. It's just part of it. And it does yield great rewards to us. It allows us the opportunity to not have to match up on low price. There's a huge difference between low price and low cost. And we've worked diligently at explaining that to our customer base. So I think everybody's dialed in, as Jason said. You know, we're fortunate to have one of our customers here today. In fact, Farmland Foods, we do $1.5 million a week. You do that math times 52 weeks a year. That's a big customer, right? Y'all agree? Some of you folks are experienced drivers. How many have handled a farmland business? Yeah, you've seen what's happened on the rate structure, and they kind of got ahead of what was going on and really acquired a lot of our service and capacity. We truly view them as a great customer. They listen, they react, and they care about you all as drivers. So before I ask Ashley Joe to come up here for a moment, come on up here, Ashley. She's Kansas City Chiefs fan, by the way. Make no mistake. There is nothing more important in this company than safety. So you've heard a lot of things about health and wellness and our operations and, you know, some of the things we believe in and our values. But if you don't take anything else away from today, take away the fact that you're in a very dangerous profession and accidents do occur. And every time you get behind that wheel, you got to be ready. So safety first, okay? Don't try to overdrive. If you don't feel comfortable in conditions, get secure and get off the side of the road and call your fleet manager, okay? No problems with that. We appreciate it. Ashley, tell us a little bit about your company and what you do, would you?
Absolutely. Good morning, everyone. I'm a transportation manager, so we build the loads and send them over to Prime, and your wonderful people sitting upstairs or over there, I'm kind of lost, that send them to you. Smithfield does take pride in your work. We don't work without you. The supply chain will break. If you deliver to a location of ours and you notice something that you don't like or you see room for improvement on your side, there are posters at every single one of our facilities with a number and an email address for you to call. I highly suggest you do that. We can't fix what we don't know is broken. Other than that, we wouldn't be here and have these great relationships without you guys. So I truly appreciate you from the top to the bottom.
Thanks, Ashley. We appreciate you very much. Chiefs. Go Chiefs.
I wish I saw a little bit more red on in this room today. It is Red Friday.
As always, we save the big-time heavy hitter for the big moments. Steve Wuttke.
How's this? This is better. Thank you. My name is Steve Wuttke, and I'm in sales. I would really like to welcome you folks chosen to work here at Prime with us. We do have a really good company. We're proud of our company. Certainly not perfect. If your recruiter said that we're flawless, they may have stretched it just a little, okay? So we know we can get a lot better. We have really worked hard at driving a brand that includes the best people, the best service, the best safety record, the best equipment. That's what we're all about. We really do want to be the best at what we do. We have been recognized by many of our customers for our service, which is absolutely awesome. You know, we had talked earlier about growth. You heard that. And growth is important. It gives us some leverage with our customer base. They need us to grow so we can continue to provide a high level of service. But let's step back for just a moment, please, and recognize that it is always about safety. Always. Safety first. You're entering a very dangerous profession. You got a lot of crazy four-wheelers out there that you're dodging. Sometimes it's even me, you know, I have to admit. So just always know when you get behind that wheel, somebody's going to try to hit you. So be defensive, be alert, no distractions, and just be a professional driver. That's your choice, right? That's what you want to do. And we want you to do it, and we want you to do it well. So on the sales side, I want to tell you we have the best customer base in America. We're really blessed today to have our second largest customer visiting with us the last day and a half, sharing information with us. And really, when you talk about best practices in transportation and shipping, General Mills really leads the pack. I don't apologize to any of our customers for saying that. They are a leader in this industry. They do care about our drivers. So I'm going to have Phil West, who is the national transportation lead for General Mills, to come up here and share some information with us. Phil, thank you.
Right on. Thanks, Steve. And thanks to everybody for having us at your driver meeting this morning. We feel really honored that you gave us a little bit of time to address the team. Like Steve said, my name's Phil West. I lead our North American Transportation Group for General Mills. And the reason that we're actually here today, the main reason that we're here today, was actually to come to this meeting to address the team. Back in August, Steve and a couple of others were up in Minneapolis at our carrier summit. And once a year, we pull all of our carriers together and we recognize carriers with awards. And Prime has been at the top of the stack for a long, long, long time with General Mills. And this year was no different. In August, Steve accepted our Carrier of the Year award for our temp channel. And so we wanted to come down and say thank you in person to the drivers who really make it happen. For everything that you do hauling General Mills freight, whether you've hauled a General Mills load before or you're about to go and haul a General Mills load, we just wanted to say thank you. So we thought we'd take just a couple of minutes at the end of your meeting here today. I'm going to have Jeff Kester come up and talk a little bit about General Mills itself and give you just a little bit of background on our company. Joel Stamp is then going to come up and talk a little bit about the criteria for the Carrier of the Year award. And then I'll close us out with some parting thoughts.
Thank you, Phil. Good morning. Again, thank you all for what you do to move our product across the country. As Phil said, my name is Jeff Kester, and I lead our North American Logistics Ops for General Mills. I'm going to take a few minutes and talk about our company. As you guys are hauling our product, I thought it'd be good for you guys to have a little background on who we are and what you're doing for us. So just going to hit a couple items on this slide. Right in the middle there is our mission. We serve the world by making food that people love. So General Mills is a food company. We're proud of that. We're proud that we make food, and it's right in our mission statement. That's who we are, and we make food that people love, that people like to eat. We care about our consumers, and that's who we are. At the bottom, I know it might be kind of hard to read here, but these are the General Mills values, and I wanted to hit a couple of these values because I think they align so well with the values that are here at Prime. At the bottom, I got to get so I can read this. First one is do the right thing all the time. And that is a core value at General Mills. And that aligns so well with Prime. Do the right thing all the time. Do the right thing for our people. Do the right thing for safety. Sometimes when we have to make a tough call at General Mills, we always strive to do the right thing in every situation. So that aligns so well with the folks here at Prime. I want to hit the one in the middle at the bottom there. It's called Play to Win. At General Mills, we like to win. We're a competitive group. The categories that we compete in the grocery store, we like to be number one in our categories. And I know that culture is deep here at Prime as well. The folks at Prime play to win. You guys are about growth. You're about winning. You're about competing. I've heard the stories about the folks on the basketball court behind me. It starts there, but I know it runs deep all the way through your weekly operations. You're driven for results. You're driven for success, and you guys play to win. So thank you for that. And the last one I'm going to touch on is win as a team. Within General Mills, we're about working as a team. It's not about the individual. It's about how do we get better as a team. And you guys at Prime, you're a part of that team. You guys are the last ones that touch our product before it goes to our customers in a lot of cases. And that's an important piece of being on the team. So, you know, as you're moving product from our plants, moving product to our customers, that is an absolute critical part of our team. So thank you for that. briefly here, General Mills, we're $16 billion worldwide. $10 billion of that is here in North America. We compete across a lot of different categories. I'll show you a slide with some of the brand names next. And our products are eaten in 95% of households across the U.S., and we're proud of that. We're proud that we've got products that feed people day in and day out, feeding the vast majority of families across the U.S. This next slide is just a number of our brands that you guys might not know. You know, Totino's is a big one that a lot of you guys touch. Coming out of Wellston, Ohio, we make 1 million pizzas per day coming out of that plant. That's a lot of product, and we need to keep it moving. You know, we're big in the yogurt market, but on the dry side, we got Nature Valley, Old El Paso, obviously a lot of cereal, and then we have our Pillsbury products that come out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. So thank you for what you guys do to help bring these brands to where they need to get. My last slide, when we talk about partnership, I got 3 points up here that I want to reinforce. When I think about partnership with our carriers, our partnership with Prime, OTIF, if that's not a phrase you're familiar with, that stands for on time in full. We've got a number of our customers who are placing a premium on time in full, starting with Walmart, and we got 20 plus other customers across the U.S. that are rolling out on time in full programs that we're trying to comply with. Here's what that means. It's about reliability. In Walmart's words and our customers' words, they would say, when I order something, I want what I ordered when I ordered it. It's that simple. And it's on us at General Mills to get what our customer wants in our warehouse on that trailer on time for you guys to pick it up. And then your partnership comes in on the on time getting it to our customer. As Steve acknowledged, you know, in our world, we're not perfect either. We know we'll have misses, and we strive to be the best and do our best. I know sometimes we have misses, and we're open to that feedback and input as well if there's areas where we can be improving. But we try to meet those expectations from our customers of reliability. Covering our capacity commitments as we come into the year and we build our plans around what we're going to manufacture, what we're going to store in inventory, what we're going to ship, we are building those plans around the capacity commitments that we've got from our manufacturing plants, from our carrier partners, and we build those plans. As we go through the year, those plans will vary as our consumer movement varies, as our spends vary. But we count on those capacity commitments that roll down to you guys when you commit to pick up our loads. So thank you for what you do there. And the last one, strategic partnerships. We look for our partners like Prime to bring us ideas, bring us solutions. Like sometimes we're surprised. Something happens in the marketplace that we weren't expecting. And we rely on good partners like Prime to bring forward ideas, bring forward solutions. So thank you for what you do there. I'm going to turn it over to Joel. Joel's going to talk a little bit about the award that we're presenting today.
Thanks, Jeff. All right. So as mentioned, you guys have consistently had top performance with us. And just wanted to talk a little bit about the criteria for this Carrier of the Year Award. As Steve kind of took us around the building, it was obvious, you know, on Jeff's slide, I'm going to kind of go back to that, that you guys have a lot of the same values and espouse a lot of the same things that we value as a company. Putting people first, treating the world with care. You talked a lot about safety today, a lot about, you know, things with clean trailers, 66%. That's amazing. A lot of that we value consistently. Our products, right? Safety is our number one. If that doesn't get to our customer clean and safe, right, we can't feed it to them. Temperatures on the reefers, right, making sure that those are set consistently. That's all important, so that way we can deliver on the safety commitments we've made. 70% of this award goes to service, right? I look around the room here. You guys are 70% of what fed into this award, all right? On-time delivery, tender acceptance, getting the product there on time, your professionalism, perseverance, patience. I know we're not perfect. Some of our facilities and our customers are difficult to deal with, and you guys have really shown that you can achieve and go above and beyond. 15% was a field survey. So we went out to all of our sites and we said, which carriers are really consistently in the top performing? And they all came back and Prime was right up there. And then the last 15% is carrier engagement. So our interactions on a daily level with your leadership, with our leadership, you guys have two Prime employees that sit on site with us. They're amazing to work with. They help us through all of our problems. They help us identify our problems and and find solutions. So they're really willing to work with us. And then all the differential capabilities, all the things that are difficult to drive, the heavy haul, shuttles, spotting, tons of different things. We've come to Prime. They've helped us with that. So we thank you. And then continuous improvement in leadership, so just finding new solutions. So with that, I just want to say thank you to all of you and your leadership and your team here for the temp-controlled cure of the year.
Thanks, Joel. And we've got another one of our beautiful trophies here that you can add to the significant collection that it looks like you guys have around the buildings. But we also wanted to make sure we didn't come empty-handed. We brought a Wheaties box with a picture of the team who was up to Minneapolis to accept the award. So you can add that to your trophy case as well. And then obviously, knowing that this isn't edible and you can't take it with you, we also shipped in a couple of pallets of product for the whole team. And so the intent of everything that you see up at the stage, and I think there's a lot more back there as well, is for everybody in the room to make sure that you grab some of General Mills' product on the way out and take it with you on the road or back home, wherever you're headed today. So just one last time, let me just say thank you so much for everything that Prime does for us. Thank you for your partnership. And again, thanks for allowing us to be here today to talk to you. We really appreciate it.
So thank you, guys. Joel, thank you. Phil, much. Jeff, thank you. I must confess, just so you all know, I did not deliver one of these on time. These guys out here, they do it every day, these guys and gals. So it is certainly about the service you give. And I would submit to you that the General Mills folks trust that you'll do it safely. And we would rather take a late service delivery than be in the ditch every time. We can deal with that, right, fellas? So safety first, okay? Thank you all again for a wonderful partnership. We thank you for what you do for us. Thanks again. Okay. Thank you. You know, I'm going to bring up the big hitter here, the cleanup hitter. We'll get the guy that started this thing a few years ago and let him wrap up this meeting. So thanks, man.
All right. You all probably didn't know this, but Steve had a big birthday last week.
A major
birthday.
50. Got to 50.
He also speaks with forked tongue, right? Yeah, 50. Look at him. And you ain't never going to see 50 again.
I got a lot of miles, man.
Yeah.
Got a lot of miles.
General Mills, say thank you very much. You, like Steve said, you're a wonderful partner. We value the relationship. We trust we'll be doing it for many, many, many years to come. New folks, welcome. It's good to have you all here. Thanks for choosing Prime. We hope to be part of your aspirations and your dreams, or whatever they may be. You want to be a company driver or independent contractor, one truck, or if you want to have multiple trucks. We have one individual here that has 450 trucks that started here. He started with 12, but you can start with, we have several that started with one and now are running 10 or 15. If that's what you want to do, it's not for everybody. It's not one size fits all, but whatever your dreams are, we want to be part of that. We talked a lot about safety. You know, we talk a lot about health and wellness. We talk a lot about driver longevity, driver mortality. Let's stay healthy out there. We have these folks like Gary and Sapiway to help you with your exercise and nutrition programs. It just breaks our heart when we have someone get sick. Drivers, it can be an unhealthy lifestyle because you're sitting there. You don't naturally get the exercise that your body needs to stay healthy. But truck stop food is not always necessarily that healthy. So please let us help you in that respect because, again, we want you around and healthy for a long, long time. Appreciate what you do. Thanks for choosing Prime. God bless each of you, and please be safe.